Yeah, now stand and cheer for your Talking Basketball Podcast 100.
Hello, and welcome to a special edition number 100, as Paul rightly said. This is our crowning glory.
Crowning glory.
Crowning glory.
Well, we've hit a century. I don't know. I didn't think that this far down the road, if I'm honest, Mark. So to hit a century is pretty cool.
we were talking. So just the backstory. We basically, a couple of weeks ago, were like, oh, maybe there'll be like 100th episode. We should do something really cool for that. Maybe it was like a few months back. We're like, we should do something cool for that. And it was like Christmas or something. Didn't think about it. Got a bit closer. Didn't really think about it. And then when we were putting all the episodes out, suddenly looked and went, oh, that's this week.
Crept up on us, isn't it? Well, look, Mark, for the 100th episode, can I just say a huge, huge thank you to all our listeners.
Absolutely.
And, you know, we see the numbers and we see the emails, we see the messages, we see the stuff people send us on Instagram and Facebook and all that. I may not respond. I don't know about Mark, but I may not respond, but I read everything. And I just want to say, you know, it's very cool to have so much communication with the basketball community.
Yeah,
and
love it.
You know, really appreciate everyone for listening.
Yeah, big love to everyone. And I'd like to say 100. I mean,
hang on.
That's ridiculous.
I've got a way to celebrate it. Hang on. Mark's telling me off off air.
Again.
He's been having a go at me off air. I'm in a northern studio, so I don't need to drive home.
It doesn't need to drive home.
This is I got some Irish crickets for our listeners. This is for our listeners.
Listeners, this is for you. Didn't hear that either.
You didn't hear it?
No, good.
Oh, it's some Irish crickets.
Yeah. So hence why Paul chatting away had about 4 toilet stops. He's turned into like a 90-year-old man in the middle of the night. Oh, can we just pause it for a second? I need the loo. Just like pointing at his phone, literally sending me text messages. Like, can we just pause? Come on, just for a second.
But the listeners will love it because there's no filter. Filtration system turned off.
Well, technically, your filtration system's turned on because you keep running to the loo, so having a beer, so there's that.
Oh, dear.
But yeah, 100 episodes is awesome, and you know, I've got to echo Paul. Just thank you so much for everyone listening, and you know, wanting to be involved in it. It's sort of turning into a bit of a little community here, which is great. And you know, we want to keep doing it. We love doing it, and you know, it's great us getting to hang out together and stuff. And we obviously grew up together, but it's nice talking about things and having people on the show who've put a different perspective on things that we could never get to. You know, we haven't been professional players, we haven't been at the top flight or coached at that sort of level and had those sort of pressure shots. So it's lovely when we have guests on and give, you know, from a mascot right through to a championship winner and everything and or in between. It's brilliant. So thank you so much for all being part of that, and long may it continue.
And just on this night, not that our listeners will know this, but when we were organising the like the guests and stuff, it's really difficult, and I have to pinch myself a few times. Like some of the contacts in my phone now, I'm just like, oh my god! Like so, I try to hold back the excitement, but I get messages, and I'm just like, first of all, can I just say I've just got a message from you? That is awesome.
Are you talking about Pat Riots there?
There's been a few of us said that too. I've just got a message, email from you, that's amazing.
Yeah, it's definitely surreal because some of these players have been people that we watched when we were tiny, and then it's, oh look, you're all just human beings. But it's lovely that we, you know, we all want basketball to do well, and we all want basketball to flourish in the UK. And you know, it stops and starts, and we certainly in the UK we have challenges with maybe the infrastructures and getting people involved and all those sort of things. Everyone talks about money, but it's so much bigger than all that sort of stuff.
Can I ask you a question, Mark?
No.
Like, this podcast started with you. Like, you were sat there and you were coming up with ideas to do a podcast.
I was sat there like Keanu on that bench, like just feeding the birds. Like,
feeding the birds lonely. And then I turned up.
Sad Keanu.
Start a fire! But, like, in all seriousness, like, you sat there and were like, I want to do a podcast. And this podcast wouldn't happen unless you sat there and went, I'd really like to do a podcast about something. And however your podcasting journey started, this started with you sat there. So, like, well, what do you feel? Like, you must look, like, looking in front, I know where you are in the studio, and you got a Portsmouth Force jersey signed by the entire squad from last season. And that is really, really cool.
Very
and
cool.
Now we're 100 episodes in, and right next to that, you've got a Newcastle Eagles BBL jersey signed
absolutely
by the entire squad. I mean, right, what do you think about that, Mark?
That's cool.
How about your podcasting journey?
I think it's cool because it's nice that when you talk to like-minded people, and that sounds really silly, but I think the podcast, the best way to describe it for anyone listening who hasn't been on a podcast or does do it, everyone gets worried about talking and stuff. But I think one of the things that we've done so well, massive credit to you and all the people that we've got on, is the way that people have just realized it's just a conversation. That's why it's called Talking Basketball. And we just sit there and have a conversation. We've talked to people for like 4 hours before, and the shows haven't been that long, but we've just been sat there. It's just been a open conversation about everything, life, basketball, everything and all in between. And I think it's just because we grew up together, and you know, like, you like a brother to me. So it's like we just talk, and because of that and then everything that's come from that, it's just been so much better because I'm doing it with you and because we're doing it about something we love. And then it just is such a natural conversation. The Colin Irish one stands out to me so much purely because he just went, I think his wife came in and he was like, it's like 2 o'clock in the afternoon or something.
We took 5 hours or something, wasn't it?
It was hilarious because he just didn't have a clue. You know, he was checking on the time and stuff, and so grateful that he gave us the time. But
we could have easily spoke to him for another 3 hours about basketball. Easily.
And it's not even because, I talk a lot. Everyone who's listening knows that. But we have so many questions, and it's just the conversation flows, and it's lovely when you talk to like-minded people. And anyone who's listening, even if it's your first time or whatever, if you've got something that you love and something that you're passionate about, and you talk to someone else and they just get on that wavelength, it's just, you know, time just goes. And
I think with this podcast in particular, and it's one of the things we've kind of stuck behind since this, like, from right at the beginning. It doesn't matter if you're a professional. It doesn't matter if you're in the BBL.
No.
It doesn't matter if you've been in the NBA. Like, everyone in the basketball community kind of got a funny story. Like,
every single person.
Then you get the players who, you know, might have just gone to America. And, like, from our perspective, it's like, wow, you played in high school. That's amazing. For them, they were like, yeah, I went and played in high school. But I think sometimes people don't appreciate the stories they've got. I mean, I'm not going to say his name, but there's one guy from handball who's a guard who's part of the FIMBA GB setup. I don't think he'll ever come on the podcast, but I've heard him talk about stories. And he's had me in stitches. So amazing, amazing stories. But he's not a professional. But he would be absolutely amazing on there.
No. Because basketball is so much of people's life. And well, I would say all hobbies to a degree. But it's something you're passionate about. You spend a lot of time in it. And that's where I want to say, like, the connection with basketball, the podcast, is kind of very relevant. Because we do this in our own free time. We do have to, you know, the bits that you all don't see, you hear us all joke around and stuff. You don't see the hours that we have to do research. And a lot of people might think, you get to watch a basketball game. Okay, well, just last week, there was 8 basketball games.
And it goes in a bit of a void for me now because it's so much basketball. I'm like,
And that's
and
just
all the
basketball
videos and the messages, it just goes into a bit of a void.
Okay, so, and that's the thing. So then when you go, that's how many, that's in one league. Then you've got other leagues. Then you've got European leagues. Then you've got international leagues. Then you've got the NBA with the playoffs kicking off. And then you've got local league games still going on. It just, this, like you said, it blends, and you physically you can't keep on top of it. So there's, you know, one of the things that we're really conscious about is, what do you as a listener want to listen to? And we're always trying to think, are we doing the right thing here? Are we not doing the right thing? And I think we've got to a point where we just share what we're interested in and what we've found has been a good, you know, bit of information or a good game or that sort of thing.
I think if you're passionate about something, your passion comes across. I personally, I know I'm biased because I think he is an absolute legend. And, you know, he was a coach for me when I was a little kid. So I know I'm going to be biased. But for me, the way Steve Nelson described, like, just the sport of basketball and how it's, you know, it's a game that has such highs and then 10 seconds later, it's like a huge low or vice versa. The way he described that, I thought was absolute perfect.
Yep, absolutely.
And sums it up to me. But that kind of also embodies the podcast as well, in a way, if that makes sense.
Yeah, 100%. And it's a team effort. They're all team efforts.
So I think, like, if there's anyone listening, a few people listening, but if you've got some great basketball stories, you know, email us. Come on, like, it doesn't matter where you are. Like, if you are, you know, the best player in the NBA, or, you know, you play local league, if it's a funny story, it's a funny story.
I want to hear from people in Japan. I want to hear from people in Brazil. I want to hear from people in Mexico, in Saudi Arabia. I want to hear from people in Spain and France and the Nordic countries and everywhere in the world where people are playing, because we're getting listeners there and everyone's checking it out. But we want to hear what it's like there because we don't play there. So why don't you share your passion with everyone else? Because honestly, you just get people on here who you know, we're not going to name names, but we know people who've been on and they've been cautious about being on the microphone. 3 hours later, they're like, this is amazing. And they've got like
it's
five missed
like
calls.
A vent.
Well, they did. They have
it's like a vent, isn't it? Like, gets things off their chest and opens up. And
yeah. We might start charging some counselling sessions for some people to to vent their grievances. But, you know, it's nice to have that idea that this is actually something we were just doing because we like doing it. And it's kind of turned into a thing. We feel that we owe it to you as a listener to do something right and do something good that you would enjoy as much as we would enjoy doing it.
Yeah, and it's because there's a lot that, I mean, you look at the numbers and stuff like that, and, you know, we went over like 250,000 downloads in 6 months. It was like, oh wow, like we have to keep going because people are listening to it. Like, it would be you know, if I was listening to something that suddenly stopped, it'd be disappointing.
Yeah.
But I got some 100 stats. Not 100 stats, but 100 in quotes.
Yep.
Stats for our listeners, because this is the 100th episode.
Do it.
Did you know? Everyone thinks I'm going to say Wilt, but I'm not.
Let's have one of these.
No.
Just because.
I'm going to talk about a basketball you can buy by Franklin, and it's called the Franklin 100. Boom.
Really?
Next.
Franklin 100. Okay.
The Franklin 100. Yeah.
Look, you might as well. You've already said it. Let's talk about Wilt. The big question with Wilt is he had a 100-point game, but no one can find the stats or the proof, so to speak, that he had the 100-point game other than what everyone says that he did. I mean, I think it's fair to say.
I've got evidence right here. I've got Wilt Chamberlain sat in a changing room with a piece of paper that says 100 on it. Fact!
Exactly.
There's your stats right there, Mark.
Yeah, it's. I mean, look.
There's your stats.
You're getting all the, you know, people didn't land on the moon. It's all of them coming out the cupboard saying, oh, no, where there's no proof, you know. They didn't have a video recording of it dated and time stamped.
There are people who are alive who watched that. That did happen.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. 100 points in a game. Do you reckon it's going to get beaten?
I mean, Kobe got what, 81? Was it 81 he got in a game?
Mm.
Is anyone going to be able to get to 100 a game? I'd like to think it's... You never know, but I mean, in the NBA, oh, I don't know. Like, that standard is so high, that player would have to be above and beyond everyone. So just to highlight, the Wilt Chamberlain set the single game scoring record in the NBA by scoring a 100 points for the Philadelphia Warriors in a 169-147 win over the New York Knickerbockers on March 2nd, 1962.
Nice. Well, I'm going to go for the 100 as well then. I'm going to go before the NCAA tournament, before that started. Oh, yeah. So that, I think, was 1939, 40, something around then. In 1924, UNC won their first championship and they're called national champions. So UNC have actually got a banner, and I'm going to share this picture with you because it just looks really cool, because I know you like a banner. So I just thought you'd like this.
Where's the number 100 come in?
I mean, I don't know if your maths is that bad, but it was 100 years ago.
Oh, sorry.
1924. So it was actually...
1924, I can confirm, was 100 years ago. Correct.
Thank you, Carol Vorderman. There we go. Look at that. 1924 with a banner up there.
Is that banner actually 100 years old?
Is it that? I don't know. Because they all look very similar, don't they? They all look like the same type of banner. So I wonder if they... there was a certain point in time they had an X amount of banners made, and then when they have a new one done, they just, oh, we got a new banner. So they've got like 20 banners that are undone or something. I don't know.
No, I reckon
that middle one looks creased though. That would really annoy me. It's like bent.
Yeah,
slightly,
they should let it down so it's, you know, nice and straight.
But yeah, I mean,
no, just... there's somewhere else where I've seen banners as well. And there was a banner that, how old is it? 1947, I think. So not, you know, 20 odd years later than what you're talking about.
Well, can you
but
see
the
that
banner
stat?
Was falling apart. So they just made the banner again and put it up with a new barrier banner,
okay.
And then put a plastic, the original banner in a plastic sheet and just put it away for.
Okay. Well, I mean, look, yeah, if it's going to be a cloth material, like in the 1920s and stuff, they don't have synthetic materials like we do now that would last forever. That's going to be actual cloth that, you know, like a ship's sail, it's not going to last. 26-0, that was the University of North Carolina's record. 26-0 in 1924
to be
to be national champions. And this is, again, pre-NCAA. So they didn't win again. Well, they didn't win another banner until 1957 when they won 32-0 season. And that was when the NCAA was formed by them. But I just thought that was really cool because it's like 100 years ago. And, you know, North Carolina in that nice blue kit, obviously famous for a certain Mr. Jordan.
Who were they? It wasn't the... When was the NBA started?
I mean, we did actually do this as an episode, but... this is... You're like, this...
Mom, we've had 100 episodes.
Exactly.
I can't remember everything.
Look. This ties it in perfectly, doesn't it? We're that far in, we're forgetting what we're telling everyone.
Well, I got one.
1949, it was established effectively as the NBA.
Okay, what about the ABA? I wonder if the ABA was around in 1924.
Not sure, because it was 1929. They said that they started collecting all the dots together. And
they're
then,
just mucking up our 100 episode, aren't they, Mark?
Well, that is on that bit. But that's why I thought, let's find something in basketball for 1924. And the Tar Heels came up and, got the great colours. And they had all the banners. And I know you like a banner, so I couldn't do it. But also, if you think of 100, let's go for some fun facts for 100.
Hang on. Do you think the Talking Basketball podcast should get a 100 episode banner? Mark, we need to get it up in the studio.
We should get a, well, yeah, we could do that. Let's see if we can get a banner. Yeah. Let's see if there's anyone listening out there who knows people who make banner. Oh, actually, you say that.
That would be really funny. You could do like a ceremony and stuff.
I've said this on a few podcasts now. The amount of people who contact us thinking we're a basketball team and offering to make us kits. I should actually ask them, do you make banners? Do you make championship banners? Next time they do that.
Send me a banner and then I might buy a kit.
Send us a Talking Basketball Championship banner. I wonder what's going on.
I remember buying a kit once from the Philippines for the Portsmouth Fury, and they did send a championship banner with kit for that year. Yeah, they did.
Where's the banner now? Can we recycle it? Save the Dolphins?
I don't know where it is. We're talking 10 odd years ago.
Let's
when
get
we
it
got
in the studio.
It,
so let's get the banner up.
I'll see if I can find it.
We'll give E-Man a shout. E-Man, if you're listening, get us a banner.
Well, I got another 100 for you, Mark.
Oh, give it.
And it doesn't happen very often, but NBA Jarrett Culver's older brother scored 100 points in a college game. He's known as JJ, and I'm looking at a picture of him now in the locker room, and he's got a piece of paper that's got 100 on it, so that's fact that he did that. Absolute fact.
But I mean,
JJ Culver.
So it's not that people haven't done it, because I guess we've seen games that have been blown out by like 150 by so and so. It's just that no one's done it in the NBA. I guess that's the real thing.
Yeah, I think so. And
at the top flight, no one's done it. No one's done it in FIBA. No one's done it in the NBA.
I mean, I'm sure when you even go in England and you look at like under 14, under 16, under 12, you go up against the right team. You know, you could score 100 points if you want to. But when you do it in the NBA, you are setting yourself, or in college, you know, or at a certain level, you're setting yourself up as a different standard kind of player, aren't you? Yeah, JJ Culver in college. Nice. Legend.
Wow. Well done, JJ. Getting your 100.
Oh, I got another one. I got another one for you, Mark.
Do it.
I'm going to share this with our listeners.
It's going to be terrible, isn't it? You're laughing.
You're shaking your head already. So with our listeners, I'm going to share the number 100. I'm going to go back now, Mark. How old are we? Oh, God, I'm going back 25 years. Wow. 25 years with this. When we were at the mighty University of Portsmouth.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
When we became centurions. Do you know what I'm going to say? Can you remember this? So to become a centurion.
Oh, no. Yes, okay. Yeah. Yeah.
So for our listeners, we at university, we had this thing where you had to become a centurion. So to become a centurion, you had to have a shot of beer every minute for 100 minutes. Now, that sounds easy, but you have to get a shot glass and a massive, I think it was like a 4-pint jug.
Yeah.
And you just do a shot a minute. I want to say it's easy till about an hour in.
Yeah.
And then you're like 4 pints into this process.
It's
within
not,
an hour,
it's
and it's a bit of a challenge.
Yeah.
I honestly don't think I ever became a centurion, Mark.
I recall starting it. I don't know what happened after that, so I have no way of knowing. If someone went, you didn't do it, it'd be like, fair enough. No way of knowing. Literally.
Well, I'm going to say to our listeners now, I guarantee them I'm going to become a centurion. To make sure I am a centurion for our 100 episode.
Well, I mean, what we could do is, as it lasts, you know, you're doing one every minute and you're doing 100 minutes. Our podcasts usually last longer than that. So you just do it live on air.
If you can get me a lift home, that's fine.
I'll drive you home. There's no problem with that.
All right, there we go.
That's
there we go.
That's what we're
going
to do.
That's 100. Become a centurion. We are not condoling doing this whatsoever. Be safe. Be sound. Don't be silly.
We can be, but just not you.
But all I'll say is, no good story started with, I was drinking water.
Do you remember that Perrier that got out of control? That sparkling Evian. Yeah, exactly. But look, 100. I flipped you with one, didn't I? The first 10 prime numbers, if you add them all together, gets 100.
Negative.
Yeah.
No.
And 100, 10 is you know, got the
say that again.
Split.
The first what? The first the 10 first, numbers equal to 10. No.
The first 10 prime numbers, if you add them all together, it equals 100.
No. I'm going to do it right now. Hang on.
I don't know why you're
one
questioning it.
Plus 3.
Yep.
Plus 5. Plus 7. Plus 9. Well, that's 25.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, hang on. Oh, yeah, you got the teens now.
Mm-hmm.
I think it'll be close. Hang on, let me keep going.
Let's go right 11, up to 19.
13. Ooh, sugar. 15.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, 81. Plus 19. 100.
Listen, for someone who's got a maths degree, it's really, really shocking that you use your calculator to add 19 onto 81.
Just need to verify that fact.
Really? Okay.
Hey, you know what?
That is truly
shocking. I'm going to give a shout out to all the maths teachers I had at school. I want to shout out to them right now. Do you know why?
Why?
Because they said, look, you need to know this. You're not going to have a calculator in your pocket when you get older. Incorrect. I do. I just used it. Stupid teachers. I do have a calculator in my pocket.
Wow. Yeah, well, I guess they'll probably not be around to hear you say that, but yeah, I can imagine that's there's an irony somewhere down that. But no, 100 episodes, we're going to got 100 more coming easily. So many people to talk to, and like we said, we want to branch out, not just with talking with players and ex-players, but we want to talk about the people who are involved.
Anyone.
People involved with teams, people who are starting teams, people in the women's division, the people in like some of the junior leagues, some of also, we're talking a couple of people recently who are in the, I think they were going for the Paralympics and looking at in like wheelchair basketball and stuff, because there's whole avenues of basketball as a sport.
Oh, nice.
That people don't really, well, I said not don't associate with it, but again, it's all about if you don't have the exposure to it, if you're not part of that community, you're not really aware of what's going on. I mean, do you know, Paul, when the next badminton main tournament is? No.
No one cares about badminton, Mark. Fact.
Well, look.
It is an embarrassment.
It's an embarrassment, is it?
Sport.
If anyone is listening,
I will
do this.
I will take on any badminton player. Nationally, locally, I will take you on and show you how much of an embarrassment your sport is. As long as you don't hit the cock towards my face, we'll be fine.
Wow, I'm gonna keep that one in, but yeah, that's yeah,
that's what it's called, a shuttlecock, Mark.
Yep. Okay, that it definitely is. But if anyone knows someone who is nationally ranked, nationally rated, please get them to get in touch with me, ukbasketballpodcast@gmail.com, and we will arrange somehow for Paul to make that happen.
Maybe we should say if I break a sweat, they win, because that's kind of the only victory they're going to get.
Listen, the condition is you've got to wear the badminton outfit when you play as well. You've got to wear those shorts.
Reebok.
You know those shorts, the ones
sweatband.
They borderline, they're going to make you, you're going to look like a predator in that outfit. It'll be like skin tight white t-shirt, white skimps.
Headband. Headband.
Oh, are you going McEnroe?
Armband.
You're going the full bananas.
Going everything.
I mean, you could wear it. Why don't you wear like a 90s basketball kit where it's like the big, massive shorts, big oversized jersey?
I'm going to go 80s style, Mark.
80s like, style. McEnroe.
Real high shorts.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like the proper, like, yeah, that will be really appropriate. And yeah,
I used to do that. I used to do that at training, bastard. Sometimes I'd get my so I always wore tight shorts underneath my normal shorts, and sometimes I'd get the shorts and stick them in the tight shorts and turn them into like 80s shorts. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I remember.
Start playing.
Yeah,
they won't be looking around.
The same as we'd run round and find out who. I won't say do a Pat Riots, but find out who didn't tie their shorts up. That's always the good one as well, wasn't it?
Hey, you ain't got your shorts tied up. They got to come down during the game.
Yeah.
Any advantage.
Yeah.
Any advantage works.
And sometimes doing it on your own teammates is always fun as well. But So what do you think of the podcast then? 100 in. What do you want to see next?
Again, I would just say that some of the guests coming up, not that our listeners know, and I'm always really wary of saying names because...
Some people let us down.
Sometimes people don't turn up or... No, I don't mean like that, but sometimes it doesn't turn into a show. But some of the names coming up, again, I'm messaging them going, I've just got a WhatsApp from you. This is really cool. I can't believe I've got you in my phone. Like, amazing. And then after I've got that out of my system, it's like, right, now can we have a proper conversation about coming on the podcast?
Yeah.
So that's what I think is really, really cool. But I think it's also the one thing I'm trying to hold on to because it's, sounds a little corny, but it's a little special in the sense because we're fans and we're talking to people like in certain situations, we're looking at it from a really different perspective. Like we're talking to Paul Blake going, Paul Blake, what you've done for the basketball community is amazing.
Yep.
And we're talking to you and you're helping us like achieve something with the podcast, are helping us achieve with the Portsmouth Force and stuff like that. And it's like we look at that like we're in awe a little bit, aren't we, all the time. We're like silly little fans going like, oh my god, I can't believe it. And that's kind of what the bit I want to hold on to, really hold on to.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we got some great ones coming up, really great ones, like inch-worthy, like my god, coming up. And but like I said, sometimes the best stories are people play local league and other stuff. So anyone who wants to come on, by all means, look, if it's a funny story, let's go.
Absolutely. I think it's the only thing I've noticed more than anything is people and it sounds really weird, it's not just about us being storytellers. Sometimes we're actually like enabling, or I want to say educating, but exposing people to the other side of the coin and the other parts of basketball. So what happens in the background, how long it takes to organize something, how difficult it is to get all the ducks in a row, how you have to train as a professional, how you have to train to try and get to be a professional, what it takes to be an NCAA student, like all of those sort of things. There's a lot of people who don't understand behind that curtain. They just see the end result. And a lot of us do that with everything in life. We just see the end result. And like you see on TikTok and all those sort of short form factors, people like seeing sometimes like, how's the cake made? I know it's a cake. I know what the end bit is. How did you get there? And I think that's one of the things that I'm certainly proud of that we've done, is bringing out some stories like that so other people can go, oh, I didn't really think that that would just be the case. I just assumed, you know, I didn't realize that's how you got there, or that's what people had to go through. So I'm proud that we've done that, and more of it to come.
I really like the older Pat Riot's one where he got to like Russia or wherever it was, and he in the airport, he went, I'm walking out of here as Pat Riot. That was a good one. When the player went into him and he went, right, your shorts coming down. That's a great one as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's everyone's got a good story. And sometimes they might not even feel like it's a good story.
No. Like,
there've been people on the show who've gone, no one's interested in this. And you always can tell, I've said this to you, you can tell there's a certain atmosphere in the studio,
yeah,
which you can feel. You can feel that pin drop. And when they're starting talking, I don't want to say too much because that's a thing that between me and you, but we feel it and we look at each other and it's like, this is a good moment. This is a really good moment. And some people have said certain stories. One that just jumps out, Steve Davison, when he started talking about his American thing, that really jumps out. It's like, wow, That was like some really cool. I mean, that was just the first thing that popped in my head. There's been loads, but you know, you feel it. We feel it in the studio when they start talking, and really, like, look, we ask questions and shut up and let them talk.
Yeah, especially as well, because just like you're saying there, sometimes we ask the question, let them talk, but what people don't see, because we don't do the videoing aspect of it, is that sometimes we have to almost prompt ourselves, like, we better talk again, because we're just...
They take us away, don't they?
Yeah, we're caught in the story. And if you talk about something you love, or you talk about something you care about, or you're passionate about, or it means something to you, and a lot of the people, you know, we're grateful that they've shared their stories and their insights of things, because some of these things we just would never have realized or understood. And what might be a small thing or a small footnote on a paper or Wikipedia or something like that, or, oh, they did this. Well, what? Just tell us about that. It's not just a throwaway comment. That's a huge whole thing. Like, most people don't get to do that. Most people didn't get to go to the Olympics and go and high five and take Kobe to the toilet. You know, most people never got to do that. So, like, you know, those sort
and then
of stories
also
are just
people
amazing.
There's also people who are completely oblivious to the impact that they're having on other people and the community. Oh, like, they'll be talking. The one who really stands out is, I'm trying to think the real big ones, but the obvious ones will be people like Steve Nelson, stuff like that. It's really documented and the impact they have. But then you've got someone like Mark Jackson.
Yep.
And he was talking, and, you know, I see some of the stuff he does on social media. I don't think he is aware of how much of an impact he has on people.
In the local area and beyond.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm personally really grateful to him, because, like, I've always gone up against him. Like, anytime I came up, like, he was a BBL player, but when he played local league, he was always on the other team, so I was always kind of going against him. But it was when he told me about, we met up against a Masters tournament, he told me about his listen to his episode and you'll hear his medical story, and I started rooting for him after that. But then, you know, we've been communicating and stuff like that on social media, and then seeing some of the stuff he does for different people on social media and how he supports other people, you know, I'm a big fan of his. And there's people like that I've seen, and I don't think he realizes the impact he has on the basketball community. And there's a lot of people like that, but that's the one who really jumped out.
Simon jumped out for me, because then being an Olympic torch holder and literally
torch bearer,
but then literally talking about how you pass the torch on, and then we go and we're speaking to so many other people. Fast forward to Jason Colgan, what's he talk about passing the torch on when he goes into teaching after his playing career? Then when you speak Colin Irish and Steve Nelson, they're talking about passing the torch on. And it's very much a labor of love.
They always say that word, don't they? Labor of love, pass the torch.
And those things have just been constant throughout it, where you need those characters in the community for basketball for it to be sustaining. And it's not just because of funding. It's not just because of all these other things. There's so many big things that I'm sure every country has its own hurdles. But that one thing is always, always common with any of these people. And it's that they want to get to a certain point and then give back and keep it thriving. And you see all the people in the BBL now, where, like, Drew Lasker and so forth, they were players. Mike Tuck, they're all players. They finished their playing careers. What they're doing now, they're going into presenting. They're going into keep talking about it. It's not just because they love the game and they're getting paid. It's because they want to keep exposing it, because they love it. Mm. You know, and it's like finding that way to do it. So this, you know, in our own boat, we're grateful to have been embraced by the basketball community, that we can be.
No, we don't get it. No, we don't get it.
We're a small part of that. And to be a small part of that is, you know, we've talked about trying to contact the leagues and try to contact people and all those sort of things. And one of the questions we have, you know, I'm sure Paul won't mind me saying it, is that we always try and say, what do we want when we have these relationships and communications? And that's all it is. We just want to have relationships and communications with the community. It's not that there's a, yeah, we want guests. Yeah, we want to have people to talk to. I mean, yeah, great. Expose, do things, promote us. Wonderful. That's all good. But, you know, we don't do this. We don't get paid for this. This is a labor of love. We just want to be part of that community and have more people talking and more people involved, you know. And if the show grows and we have other people that come in, we've had Keith and Elliot step in for you when you were poorly and stuff. And it's nice that we've got people around who want to keep the podcast going. It's wonderful.
Yeah. And you know, I think if people want to listen, and you know, we'll keep doing it. It's been a great experience. And I completely forgot about the podcast, what it did for me in Australia. I mean, just
having the brand that, yeah?
Of the podcast gets me into an NBL Div 1 game in Australia, and having that experience, seeing NBA players and future NBA players, and seeing the quality of there, it's like, wow. So you know, as long as people are listening, Mark, and they want us to carry on, we've got to carry on for the 100th. Got to get 200.
Yeah,
I think.
Shout out to Dale, by the way. Shout out to Dale for the NBL. That was cool. Very cool they did that.
Yeah, I think he's going to come on and have a chat. I don't want to put him under any pressure, but I think he's going to come on.
No, amazing.
And for the 200th episode, Mark.
200th.
You're going to do it naked.
Why would you? But you sit in the studio with me. Why would you want that? What possible benefit is that to you?
Oh, no, I just thought it'd be funny.
If this was a video podcast, dear, it would be funny.
4 beers in, that would be funny.
If that was a video podcast, it'd be funny. But it's not. So literally what you're saying is, please, can you be naked
for
me?
We'll take pictures.
Well, this just went weirder.
The top.
And weirder and weirder.
We'll take a picture of the top. Nothing else.
Listen.
Don't get excited.
If you've brought it up, I'm just going to say it. If anyone's listening who wants us to do
you to be video, on Playboy.
No. Listen, they're not ready for that. No one's ready for that yet. They're not ready for it. If anyone wants us to start doing it in a video format, let us know. Yeah. There is a big overhead. There's various things to consider that. But video podcasts, do people actually watch them? Is it better just keep listening? A lot of our guests...
I think they do.
Well, they do. But a lot of our guests also like the fact that we're not recording them. It puts them at ease a little bit. There is an advantage to that. I know if someone puts a camera in front of my face, I don't like it very much. But at the same time...
Yeah, but you'll always look... And this is not just for you, Mark, because not just that I'm 4 beers in, but this isn't just for you. This is for all our listeners. Bit of knowledge. You will look at yourself differently than every other person in the world.
This has come from the guy who's 4 beers in and just told me to get naked in front of him on a podcast. So forgive me if I'm taking that with a tiny pinch of salt.
You know what I mean. You know what I mean. You'll look at yourself and think of all the imperfections and all the things you haven't done. Everyone else doesn't. Well, not. I'm not just talking about you now. I'm just talking about everyone.
I appreciate
don't
you
telling
look me
at
I'm
you
perfect
in
That's,
that way.
I appreciate that. I appreciate the acknowledgement of perfection.
People look at you in a different way. Well, you know what I have got. I have got a guest. For you, a live guest. Can't say who. I got Blue here.
Fantastic.
Asking me to keep the noise down.
It's awkward, really, because Blue being the mascot for the Portsmouth Force, Blue actually can't speak. So as far as a podcast go, in terms of that's like kind of a 1 out of 10, because it's cool he's there, but as he can do a thumbs up, but that's about it.
He's giving a thumbs up.
That looked like he was giving
me
the finger.
Noise down.
But, you know.
He's asking to keep the noise down. We're in our 100th episode, so no! Definitely not!
I wish I could get an air horn and just blast it.
There you go. 100.
100.
And next 101.
Yeah, well, exactly. Where's it going to go,
Mark,
from here?
After 100, does come 101. Fact.
I will end this podcast on that blazing bit of maths. Thank you so much for providing us. If you haven't listened to the 99 before this, go back and check them out, because they're pretty cool and we're really proud of it. And thank you so much for all listening. I have been Mark.
I've been Paul, and number 100 does have the number 1 in it and the 0 and a 0, and they go together.
Boom!
Next!
Just like Paul and badminton.